Rambam Megillah LeChanukah, Perek Gimel. The Bayis Shini Kishemachlis Malchi Yovin goes to Gzeres Al Yisrael Bitl Doitim Lanicho Yisem Ask Vatir Mitzvahs Apash Lidon Bimenam Oven Yisem Nikas Al Eichel Forts Al Yiprotzis Etimat Haris. The tithes of the second Bishamidish, the Greek kingdom, issued decrees against the Jewish people, attempting to nullify their faith, refusing to allow them to observe the Torah and its commandments. They extended their hands against their property of the daughters. They entered the sanctuary. They wreaked havoc within it and made Yidden suffered great difficulties from then. They oppressed them greatly until Hashem had mercy upon them, delivered them from their hands, and saved them. The sons of the Hashmonaim overcame them, slew them, and saved the Yidden. They appointed a king from the Canaan, and sovereignty returned to the Yidden for more than 200 years until the destruction of second Beis Hamikdash. When the Yidden overcame their enemies and destroyed them, they entered the Beis Hamikdash. This was on the 25th of Kislev. They cannot find any pure oil in the sanctuary, with the exception of a single krus. It only could last for one day. They lit the arrangements of light for 8 days until they could crush olives and put to soil. Accordingly, the Chachamim of that generation ordained that these 8 days, which begin from the 25th of Kislev, should be commemorated to be days of happiness and praise of Hashem. Candles should be lit in the evening at the entrance of the houses on each and every one of these 8 days to publicize and reveal the nace. Yom Eilu in Krayim is called Chalakah Ben Asur Behesved, the Tais Kimei Purim. Not allowed to fast and all of the eulogize. And it's like Purim, Adlagos Aneris, Behen Mitzvah Medirisev, Makirias Megillah, the Mitzvah of lighting the candles is Midrabon like Megillah. Now, culture of Makirias Megillah, Chayab Adlagos Aneris, Chanakah, Adlamadakis, Valadrishan, Revarish, Shalish, Prophets. So whoever is obligated in the priest of Megillah, the obligated in Lakas Neiris, and the one who lights it, the first man makes three brachas. Anybody who sees it and does not actually make the bracha, he says two brachas. And the Shechinuch. One time Shechinuch, that was the first thing. Every day you think the bracha of Hal, but we have to Raf Bishakriya Sahal Mitzvah Medivis Sefer. I, it's Midrat Baran, Bavarach Lava Shishal says Sivano, Kadarash Ravarach Megillah of Allah Edo. Ovadi should live in a Barakan Love. I'll double shoot with the name, Ekar says something if not subbing in my sit my, then in Barakan Love. A little Barakan Love to Shani. If they take no element of suffering, they should be zalzal by in order not to, they should not be distreated with zilzal. Well, the Al Shulchanaka Bavadu should be Seferim. Chanaka is not only the only thing that's a rabbinic ordinance. Kriya Sahal Ilim Divri Seferim Chal Yom Shagim Masahal. Kriya Sahal is Divri Seferim. Shbris Asayim Bashanam Nisalim Bashal. These are the 18 days that we conclude Hal. Shbris Miyachag, Shbris Miyachanaka. Why didn't they institute it on they're not ordaining their station of a hallel? Because reading the Megillah serves as the purpose of the hallel. Places where the festivals are celebrated for 2 days, hallels are set on 21 days. 91 in the 90s of Sukkot, 20 Mi'a Chanukah, the 8th days of Chanukah. Shnei Yom Shul Atzer is the first 2 days of Pesach. Shnei Yom Shul Barosh Chadosh from Kriyas Halos Min Hagi is only a minig ve'enai mitzvah. Minig is a b'tzivah to think of fair medilip. It's a mitzvah, it's a minig. That's why we do not bless it. We do not, it's the medilip. We have a brach on Allah, Shem a brach on Allah, Aminig. We do not make a brach on the minig. We have like Yika Klau. A person praying alone should not recite the Halal at all. Basically, before he began, he should complete it, skipping the passages. With him, Mishar, he may have Pesach, Kerem, Medina, Barash, Chadoshim. Well, that is a Pesach of the Halal's read while skipping the passages. It's a Medallion. How does one skip Muslim with his Halal Ad, Chalamish, the Mighty Man, Medallion, where has Shem, the Honey, Borah, Ad, Halukum, Medallion, Marash, Hashem, Ad, Halukum, Medallion, and when I made across the God, say, Bahalal, Zelum, the Gaposhit, Ish Medallion, will offer. All days appropriate to read Halal. I'm sorry. Bakiras Halal, my friend, Yatsa. Korabisho, Bakhazam, Koraf, Bishishak, the Dingras Halal. It's cool, Yatsa. If a person reads and pauses, even if he pauses for a time long enough to complete the entire Halal, he even fills his obligation. Yo, Shagim, Besahal, Yishle, Lahasim, and Parat, the Parak. On days when the entire Halal is recited, one may make interruption between chapter and chapter. I will Mamsa, Parak, Yatsa. All the days when complete halals are said, a blessing should be recited before halal. Places where it's customary to recite blessings afterwards, you bless. Kids of work, the halal, the shalat, the kinakal ma'asech, the tithinu will have seen them. Odyssey, Sinapo Halas, so many, you will be a shimbo, the kiata, a shimbo, the hot tape. It is another Hashem call as the Zamer Meido Adam Atokel Prophet Hashem Amelach Mohom Moshuba Ufer Achai Atom Yimlech and Abot. Yesh Mekemes Shinogo Lispoil Mvaitza Ki Inis Anisani. I say the Halakhev called over the river strip on Mako Shinogo Lispoil Yispoil, places where it's repeated, Mako Shinogo Lispoil. This is the custom coin to which Halal was recited in the days of the early sages. They respond to Luka 123 times throughout the entire Halal as a sign to remember the years of Aaron's life. It's customary when the reader reaches the beginning of each and every chapter, the people repeat the line you recited. If the person is reading it as an Eved or a woman, says, at present, however, I have seen different customs in all places with regards to the reading of the Halal and the response of the people, not one of them resembles the other. Megillah of Chanukah, Perek Dal, Chapter 4, Aleph. Common Neris, Umad of Chanukah, how many candles should one light on Chanukah? It's also shit called bias. Bias mandik ner echad bein shri asha bias v'rub mitchelayu by ela other mechod. This is that a single candle should be lit in each and every house, regardless of whether there are many members of the household. Only one person lives there. Mahadas and mitzvah mandik ner is committing ansha bias ner b'chol echad v'echad v'arashu b'arashu. Person who performs a mitzvah in a beautiful and conscientious manner should light candles for every member of the household, whether male or female. Mahadas yosel zavayis v'ran. Personally, who is even more conscientious in his performance of the mitzvah than this and observes the mitzvah in the most desirable manner should light candles for every member of this household, a candle for each individual, whether male or female, on the first night. Each subsequent night should add a candle for each of the members of the household. Ketzad, harishri anshe bayis asara, there was 10 members of a household, there are 10 members of a household. On the first day, one lights 10 candles. On the second night, 20. On the third night, 30. Till on the eighth night, one lights 80 candles. Became a custom, common custom in the cities of Spain. The single candle is lit for all the members of the household on the first night. We proceed to add a new candle each and every night until on the eighth candles are lit. This practice is followed regardless of whether there are many members of the household or only one man. On a coral candle, although there are two openings, it can be counted for two individuals. If one fills a bowl with oil and surrounds it with wicks, one covers it with the utensil, each one of the wicks is considered to be like a separate candle. If one does not cover with utensils, it's considered to be a large fire and it's not counted even a single candle. The candle should not be kindled before sunset. Instead, it should be kindled at sunset. One should not light later, not later and not earlier. Or if a person forgot and didn't do it then, should do it until there's no longer any passerbyers in the marketplace. How long is this duration? Approximately half an hour or slightly more. Once this time passes, one should not kindle. When trouble is enough on the lamps, so that it will continue burning until there is no longer any passerby in the marketplace. If one lit and became extinguished, one did not light the second time. If it remained burning there until there is no longer passerby in the marketplace, one may extinguish and remove if one desires. All wicks and oils are kosher for the nechalka, even those oils that are not drawn after the wick, or even those wicks that do not hold the light well. Even on Shabbos nights, al Chanukah is permitted to light with oils and wicks, but forbidden to be used on Shabbos lights. It's forbidden to use the Chanukah candles, whether on the Shabbos or the weekday. It's forbidden to use their lights to inspect or counter account points. To place the Chanukah lamp at the outside of the entrance of one's home, when the hand by that is closest to the door, on the left side as one enters the home, so that the mezuzah will be on the right side and the Chanukah left on the left side. When a person lives in a second-story apartment, he should place the Chanukah in a window close to the public domain. If a person places a Chanukah lamp more than 20 amos above the ground, his actions are of no consequences because the lamp does not attract attention above that height. It's a danger a person may place a Chanukah lamp inside this house, even if he lit on his table, it's enough. Therefore, another lamp must be burning in the house to provide light for other mundane activities. If a fire is burning the house, additional candles not necessary. Putting in the house, additional candles not necessary. But Adam Kashu Shane Dakli Stamish Madurzana Acher. If a person's Adam Kashu does not normally use the light of the fire, additional candle is required. Chanukah lamp that was kindled by a deaf, mute, a mentally incapable person, a minor, or a goy, is of no consequence, and has to be lit by a person who is obligated to light it. If the chanukah lamp is kindled inside and then taken and placed at the entrance of one's home while still burning, he's not yetzer. He has to light it in this place. If one held a candle and stood in one place, it means nothing. Why? Because the person will say, he's standing there for his own purpose. When a lamp was burning through the entire Shabbos, one may extinguish the light, recite the bracha, and relay it to camp. Kindling the lamp fulfills the mitzvah, not placing down. What the lahadim nechanak and nechanak is permissible to light one candle from another. When a courtyard has two entrances of two different directions, it requires two nears. Shamim ibn Ruach Zula Yecham Nechanaka. Passersby from the other direction might say a Hanukkah light has not been placed down. If there were two entrances to a courtyard are located on the same side, is sufficient to light them and only one of them. A guest in another person's home whose family kindled the Hanukkah light for him at his home, he not kindled the Hanukkah light in the home where he is lodging. He doesn't have a house, so then he has to light where he is lodging. He should cheer in the oil expenses. You're staying in a private domain. The private dwelling is required to light in the place where you're staying, even though Hanukkah lights are being kindled from at home because of the impression created in the minds of the passerby. It pays mitzvahs near Hanukkah mitzvah chaviva. He may serve adam the sire boy. The idea nes laisu b'shevach akil b'idea on this mishus lano. The mitzvah of kindling Hanukkah lamps is very dear. A person should be very careful in this observance. Emphasize the miracle, thus increase our praise of Hashem and our expressions of thanks for the miracles which He wrought on our behalf. Even if a person has no resources for food except from tzedakah, should pawn or sell his garments or purchase oil on lamps to kindle them as a form of the mitzvah. Harisha enle ela pruta achas and melfodah kiddush yim adagas nechanukah madik dikdis shemen. A person has only a single pruta, and he is required to fulfill both the mitzvah of sanctifying the Shabbos day and night of the Shabbos candles. He should give precedence purchasing oil to kindle the Hanukkah lamp over purchasing wine to recite the Kiddush. Since both of these mitzvahs are under the Rabbanim, further will to give precedence to the kindling of the Hanukkah lamp, for it has a zichron of the Nes. I live on a near base of Nechanaka, near base of Kedeshayim, near base of Kedeshayim, near base of Kedeshayim, base of Sharishim, near Kedeshayim, Shalom ben Ishta Ishta, God of Shalom is called, Atir Nitin Lassis, Shalom ben Elish Nevet, Rachay Adar Hanem, from the Siddur Shalom. The person has the opportunity to fill only one of the two, which is lighting a lamp for one's home, or lighting a Shadaka lamp, or alternatively, lighting a lamp for one's home, or Sadaka Kiddush. The lamp for one's home takes precedence, since it generates peace within the home. Now, peace is of primary importance, as reflected by the mitzvah requiring Hashem's name to be blotted out to create peace between the husband and wife. Peace is great, for the entire Torah was given to bring upon peace within the world. As it says, its ways are pleasant, ways in all its paths are peace. But now, Nigmar Shlishi, there's a Shakai, Mia Prakim, the Shalosei Rashiwa, Tishim, the Shabbos, the Shleshim, Prakim, the Shadim, the Shmeinu Prakim,
Ishus Perek Aleph.
In the name of Hashem, the God of the world, the instructions of a wise man is a spring of life to turn away from the snares of death. Sefer Revi, Lu Sefer Nashim. This is the fourth book, which is the book of woman. The Chayso Chomish Vizel Sidurim contains five sets of halachas, which are Echas Ishus, Gershim, Yibum, Mechalitza, Naira, Psula, Seita. The laws of marriage, divorce, Yibum, Mechalitza, Naira, Psula, and Seita. Echas Ishus is Yishka Falalan, Arab Mitzvahs. Contains four mitzvahs, shtei mitzvahs asei v'shtei mitzvahs leis asei. Vezeu prata. This is the details. Everyone, Lisa, Isha, v'ksuv v'kedusha, to marry a woman, granting her the rights of ksuv v'kedusha. Shlei tivold Isha, shalim b'lei ksuv v'nulei kedusha. Not to have relations with the woman unless there is ksuv v'kedusha. Shlei tivold Isha, b'lei ksuv v'nulei kedusha. Shlei imana, she'er ksuv v'ayna, not to not deny her food, clothing, and marital relations. Difres v'livris v'mena, to be fruitful and multiply. B'rex is idol of prophet Melo, Aleph. Before the giving of the Torah, a man will meet a woman. Each of them wanted to get married. So before one Torah, you can bring her into her home, conduct relations in private, and thus make her his wife. And once the Tata was given, the Edom were commanded that when a man desires to marry a woman, he must acquire her as a wife, the presence of witness. Only after this does she become his wife, as the Tata says, when a man takes a wife and has relations with her. The process of acquisition fulfills one of the Tata's positive commandments. A woman could be acquired in three ways, either bekesev, rishtar, bebiyo, with money, with a document, or bebiyo. Bebiyo, rishtar, manat, teira, and bekesev is redeemed to sefer. Be'kufan elo, and in the crown of kiddush, and erison, this process is called kiddush, and erison, ishish, nikvas, b'afim, rishtash, the one of elo, yet he fits with medeshas and merinesses. A woman who is acquired in one of these three ways is referred to as medeshas and merinesses. Ibish, nikvas, ish, renas, and kiddush, alphabish, lenivu, and nilpazel, the base, baila, ari, ish, once a woman is Mugudesh's this way, she's considered a righteous ish, and somebody has relations with her is a chayiv executed by the court. Now, the imrots of the garish is they want to get divorced, if yes, she needs to have a get. Now, the Rambam says before the giving of the Torah, also when they met each other, if each one desired, he would give her payment, engage in relations, and then they would depart. This woman is called a Zaina. Once, the giving of the Teda, Hashem asked a Zaina. As it says, Latia Kadesh from Nes Yisrael should not be a harlot amongst the children of Israel. Tfiga Kalabel, Isha L'Shem Zinlos, but like Kedushin, anyone who has relations with a woman, Shem Zinlos, with Akedushin, is like what I tell you, Shabal Kadesha. It's Maksim Natera because he had relations with the Zaina. Kulsha Asir Rabbi Yasir Batera Vachayva Abirasid Kardis Behaim Amoris Bapashas Afri Vesu and Nikres Abesu Balaksim and Nikres Everything Aim Bachis Abaskitsun. Whenever it is forbidden to engage relations from Batera and engaging in relations make them one liable for Kardis, forbidden relations to Mets and Afri Mesu, if she's a person's mother, a sister's daughter, these relations are called Arais and each particular forbidden relationship is called an Erebo. If Nashim Achires, Shenasur's Nagawala is served with your servant Nikrim is called the Shnias. Meneshin Shnias, the Arayas. They are called Shnias for Arayas. Allah's men Nikr Shnia. Which are aimed Eboy, Vizila, Hafsik, Eid, Lu, Ella, Philim, Aim, and Aim, and Mala Sura. All's married grandmother, Israq, and these upwards of the interruption of prisoners' maternal grandmother, so the Ramadan, also those further rules are also forbidden. Aim, Avi, Ima, Baba, the mother of a person's maternal grandmother, this applies to her alone. Aim of it was Ela Hefsik Ella Afila Aim of Alamana Sura. Person's paternal grandmother. Avi of it Boba, the mother of his paternal grandmother. Aishus Aviv Avi Ime, which is a Hefsik Afila Aishus Yaakov bin Asura Alafamino. Aishus Avi Ime Bobad, this is the wife of the paternal grandfather. The wife of the paternal grandmother, Aishus Avi Aim bin Aum Aim. Aum gives a whole list over here. Sign. Cultural service with the table of cards and the cream of Sri Livin. I declare a Sigdush of Tishayan is I want the Kangal of Lusha Zin, the Halalab and the Kangal of the Kate headed. Umam Zeres, the Ben Yisrael, Basil Mazar, Basil Aminam, Basil Psidaka, will explain when it's in her. This is the last all of the yesh. She said,